Here we go. It's week number 7. Okay, week number 7 of 1,560. I'm Bruce Carlson. This is Blame and Punish. I like to have my podcasts in on Monday, but I am redoing this week's. I did another one. I'll give it to you another time. However, I had run across some news about Marilyn Manson this past week, and how he was driving some young ladies abusively. I was going to say driving them to suicide, but actually only one had said that. Her name was Gabriella. He actually is accused by many young ladies who are, in fact, quite reputable. And Gabriella then had enough nerve to come out and said that he drove her to actually attempt suicide. What does this have to do with blaming and punishing, especially parents? Okay, let me step back for a moment. In the book, in our book, Blame and Punish, in chapter 6, I write about a thief, a master thief, a master con man, a master liar, Bernie Madoff. I think that's how you say his name. Doesn't really matter. Let's just call him Bernie Scumbag. He stole billions from people who invested through him, in him, whatever. He's so scummy that he drove his own son to suicide. When his son found out what he had done, all the money he had stolen, he couldn't handle it anymore. He couldn't handle it at all. Actually, it was him and his brother who turned his dad in, because they didn't want to live that type of life. They weren't scummy like him. Now, I'm thinking, and first of all, let me just go back for a second and tell you why I'm thinking this, because my first thought is that his wife, who said she didn't know anything about this, and I honestly believe her, you know, she's laying there, he gets on top, he gets happy for a few seconds, and he creates a child. I don't think, looking at him, because he looks like a little piglet, that he could really make any woman happy. But whatever. He had his few seconds of jolliness, and he raised a child after that. The child, supposedly, and I'm not saying that because I don't believe the other son who didn't kill himself. There were two brothers, like I said, who turned the father in. But the son was, I have to be careful how I use this word, and once again, I'm not doubting the brothers, but the son was obviously raised correctly. And in those cases where one parent is so scummy, like Bernie, that the other parent really has to carry the weight. I'm not going to get into this right now, but you can read the book and you can see that I don't think much of myself as far as some of my skills and how hard I worked compared to how much my wife worked to raise our children. But in any case, I'm not the one who stole billions upon billions of dollars and drove, here comes the punchline, and drove people to suicide. Remember, this guy drove his own son to suicide. Then a number of other people committed suicide because he stole their money. Not just $42.18, but their life's savings. And in some cases, people were taking care of other people's money, and they gave it to Bernie Scumbag. And I'm sorry, I just have to interrupt myself for a second. The reason I'm really continuing to call this guy scumbag is because during the current COVID situation where some prisoners were being asked to be let go, they didn't want to catch COVID in prison. I understand that. And they thought, hey, I didn't really do anything that bad, so can I get out, stay at home for my prison punishment? Well, Bernie asked that. He said, hey, just because I destroyed hundreds, maybe thousands of people's lives. Some of them killed themselves because of it. Do you think you can let me out? You scumbag. You don't deserve to be out. As a matter of fact, getting back to where I was just a few moments ago, people lost their money, they lost other people's money, they didn't know how to recover from that. They were maybe older and they said, I've lost everything. I don't have money for food, I can't even work anymore, I'm older, I can't pay my mortgage, I worked my whole life to get to this point and you stole my money. Wow, scumbag Bernie, and you're asking to get out of prison? Here's what I think. I think you ought to be charged with murder. That's what brings me back to Marilyn Manson. Because if you actually destroyed beautiful young women's minds by abusing them, one so badly that she tried to commit suicide, what if she would have succeeded? Oh, man. You don't think you're guilty, huh? All right. If it wasn't for you acting like you did, they would not have tried to or committed suicide. Mr. Manson, Mr. Madoff, I'm speaking to both of you. Had you not put your scummy bodies on this earth, sorry, Mr. Manson, I'm now calling you scummy also, but, and this is personal, I've been calling you scummy since I've just seen your face and looked at you. I realize that that's not a true indication of who or what a person is, but honestly, I've never listened to your music, so maybe it's not fair, but I pretty much have just always thought of you as being one of the scum of the earth. And now, I see that you're scummy, like Mr. Madoff. Well, back to my point there, if you hadn't been put on this earth, you would not have put a person in a position to kill themselves. So, here we are. Guess what? Full circle. You're put on this earth. A scumbag who wasn't raised properly. Remember, in Bernie's case, a number of people committed suicide because he stole all their money. In the book Blame and Punish in Chapter 6, and I'm not saying that over again to sell any books, I'm just pointing it out if you want to look it up, I talk a little bit about Bernie's parents, who, it appears, are also scumbags, and they raised their son to be a scumbag. We see the circle has come around and pointed to the fact that Bernie's parents are the ones who created him and made him bad. And wow, since he's bad, he convinced or destroyed people to commit suicide. They're dead. I consider that murder. Since the parents raised him like that, Bernie's parents, I'm thinking, where should they be? They should be in reassociation. I can't wait for the day when, along with understanding the blame and punish premise in our society, in our world, starts to correct what we've been doing wrong by not blaming the parents for the children's actions, that we also see that having someone cause someone else to commit suicide, we have to blame them for that person's murder. There's another example about a young lady in the book, right after I mentioned Bernie, who, if I remember correctly, she was 17 and her boyfriend, also a young person, was contemplating suicide. And she went ahead and she convinced him that that was a really cool thing to do and he should do it. She actually did go to prison for a little while, not for murder, but, and I'm sorry, I should have looked this up before I started talking, but she did go for a reason that had to do with him succumbing to his thoughts of committing suicide and doing it. We know she's young. We know that's current. I really don't know how the hell her parents brought her up to be that. I want to say something more than rotten. I want to say words that I'm used to saying, but the censors, not that there are really censors, but the people who listen to this, some of them may be offended. I want to call her and her parents a lot more than rotten. Wow, I want to say these words so badly, but I'm not gonna. I'd like to see all of them in reassociation. What's reassociation? You'll find out soon enough. It's in the book. It'll be on the website. It'll be on all of our minds, and it may be a way to correct all the scumminess that happens in our world. Maybe I was just venting because I felt badly about the poor women who went out with Marilyn Manson and how scummily, I don't think that's a word, maybe it is, how scummily he treated them. Anyone who has someone murdered through suicide because they drove them to that, I think, should be held accountable for their murder. And their parents should be held accountable for raising them badly. They are just as responsible for that murder. All right, I'll try not to vent next week. Maybe I'll play the podcast that I had already done for this week. There were just some facts and figures and there are some questions, but I'm really upset that 30 years aren't past yet and that we've fixed all of this. But we'll just take this a week at a time. I'm Bruce Carlson. This is the end of the podcast for week 7. I hope you'll come back for week 8. We only have to get to 1,560. They're only a week apart. Come on, it's not going to be that long. Take care of yourself. Stay safe.